Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Does your boss ever say thank you? One-fifth of workers surveyed, according to this research out from Moonpig for Business Today, say that they've never once been thanked by their boss. And over half of people surveyed say that they don't feel valued. Patrick Scanlon is a consultant at the HR Buddy. Patrick's with me on the line today. Should we be thanked, Patrick, or is the paycheck enough?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me, first of all. Well, what I would say is that, you know, the employment relationship, it is a transactional relationship. In reality, I mean, like, the main reason we all get up and go to work every day is to get a wage, salary, you know, earn our living. But there is a humanistic side of the employment relationship, you know, and the wages in the bank account every week or a fortnight or a month or whatever it may be just doesn't, you know, it doesn't do enough for the human side of things. You know, you can't, you know, employees, they need to be praised, recognised, and, you know, you have many companies out there putting a lot of money and effort into various benefits. But one of the most simplest forms or one of the most simplest tools that exists out there for motivating employees is just a simple thank you. So what I would say is that, you know, don't forget the human side of the employment relationship. You know, it's not enough for companies just or for managers just to pay the wages or salary and expect, you know, that's enough to keep employees motivated. There is, as I said, there is a human side of the employment relationship that needs to be catered for as well.
So, but is a lot of that not performance appraisal? Like, is that not typically around getting more out of workers, improving their performance so that the company can get more from them?
Well, a performance appraisal, you know, it might come around once every 6 months, once every 12 months, which, you know, employees are achieving stuff on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So, yeah, and a thank you needs to be immediate when it comes to things like that, you know. And thank you isn't just about, you know, it's not just about giving a generic thank you to employees. It needs to be tied to a specific action. I mean, like, you have employees there day in, day out, giving their best efforts to companies, using skills that they've crafted and perfected, worked on over the years, and companies are benefiting from that. So, companies are achieving, you know, their bottom lines are doing better for that. So, it's not really something that, you know, gratitude, it's not something that can wait until the performance appraisal comes around. If it does come around, you know, gratitude, it needs to be, as I said, it's a free, simple tool available to managers, and it's something that they should be using more commonly.
Terry Prone, chairman of the Communications Clinic, is joining us here as well. Patrick, do you spend your day thanking staff, Terry?
I spend a lot of my day thanking staff, and I take the point that's just been made by Pat. The thanks needs to be specific. There is no point in sending out a general email that says, everybody was great last night.
That's no Everyone did a great job.
Exactly. And once you do a general plural praise like that, nobody feels praised. But I remember, Andrea, about 30 years ago, training a bunch of journalists from a newspaper which shall be nameless. And at some stage, quite casually, I said to them, hey, when exactly would you get a phone call or a contact from your manager? And like a shot, they all said, if we do something wrong. And I said, what? And they said that is the only time they would ever hear from their manager.
But you probably hear that in a lot of companies.
But it is an ongoing disgrace. And it's also stupid because people may come to work because they have to get a salary, but they stay with you because they like you. And they like you because you show that you care about them and you actually react to really good, specific things that they do.
So you think the thank you is important? It's beyond the paycheck or the salary review or the Christmas bonus or the night out, you know, once or twice or summer party during the year. Forget about all that stuff, Terry. It's just a well done, Patrick. You did a great job there with that training session you did last Monday. That's more important.
Gratitude and praise are the keys to companies' happiness within the company. They're the absolute key. And Andrea, the odd thing is, this goes back to when you're bringing up children. An awful lot of research shows that if you reward children, if you give them sweets or some kind of toy for tidying up their room, within three times, they've stopped tidying up their room. Whereas if you say, oh, look at that, now I can walk in here and see what I... You are just brilliant, thank you. Then they will respond. We respond much more to praise, as long as it's specific, than we do to just getting a raise. And this is why you mentioned employee evaluation systems. Oh, my God, Andrea, they are so heartless and so boring.
Tick the box. How satisfied do you feel going to work every day on a scale of 1 to 5?
Exactly. And all of these 1 to 5 things. Whereas if you walk into a good company, you can see the satisfaction. You can see that people meet your eyes. They smile at you. They immediately want to see if somebody taking care of you. And that comes because they're treated that way.
Ian O'Doherty, columnist at the Irish Independent, is joining us as well. Ian, do you want regular thank yous?
I'm in the wrong job if I do. I can tell you that now. No, ultimately, a job is a transaction. You show up, you do the work that's expected of you.
You get a paycheck at the end of the month for it.
And you get paid. And hopefully your boss is happy with what you do and you're happy with the pay packet. But having said that, we're not robots. And, you know, we're not merely economic units who are there to fulfill a function. So it's like, you know, it's nice to be told that you've done a good job. But one of the things that we've seen, and we've imported this a lot from some sort of the American work culture that really developed over the last 20 or 30 years of, you know, where companies are meant to be nurturing and everybody's meant to be friendly and everybody's meant to get on really well. And, you know, I mean, I know there's one large multinational company in Dublin, a media organization. They're an English company, but they have like a playroom and stuff and they have pool tables and they want the employees to kind of hang out and to feel comfortable. And I just looked at it and I just go, God, no.
You don't want to hang out with your colleagues?
I know what you mean.
It's an environment that's changed and being created.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, you go in, the ideal job is somewhere where you go in, you do your job, you're happy, and then you go home and you live your life. It's a question of whether you live to work or whether you work to live.
Yeah.
And I do find now that because, you know, say we have a freelance culture now that wasn't necessarily there 20 years ago and stuff like that, the boundaries between, and it's that awful phrase, work-life balance, those boundaries have really shifted. But, I mean, I do think it's important. I mean, it's important to have a good relationship with your boss. But it's also important to, you know, get paid at the end of the month. And, I mean, it's a case of, you know, would you rather be in a job that pays well and you just do the job and you forget about it when you go home? Or would you rather be in a job that people say, oh, you might find it rewarding or nourishing or whatever? And I suppose maybe it's when you're at different points in your life, you know. I mean, I don't particularly, you know, I want a job that just pays me at the end of the month.
Yeah, simple as that.
I'm not looking for new friends or for a work family. You know, you hear people saying things like, oh, my work family. You're going, like, what? You know?
I know, it's even crept into the gym as well. There's a lot of gym families and gym communities out there too. I see Paul in Cork has got in touch on this. He says, I used to work in a well-known bar in Cork City and the first night I was on as manager, I thanked the staff for their hard work. They looked at me like I had two heads. They'd never been thanked for their work before. They actually ended up being fantastic staff. They put in every extra effort because they felt appreciated. And that's the other thing, Patrick, from this survey as well today. Like, it's aside from just the thank yous from your boss, 51% of of staff don't feel valued at work, I would think that's much more concerning.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. And I suppose human motivation, it's something that's been well researched and all, but it is a very complex subject. You know, it's but there are plenty of tools out there, as I said, that, you know, like there's a whole bag of tools that managers and employers can use to motivate employees and make them feel appreciated and make them feel valued. And I suppose what this really comes down to is, you know, just managers being aware of the influence that they have on their employees, feeling of gratitude, you know, and just even feeling appreciated and recognised at work. You know, that can have an awful benefit for not just employees' motivation, but their mental health in general. You know, you're coming home feeling like you've done a good day's work. That makes such a serious difference even to your personal life. So, and like that is a worrying stat for me, because, you know, if you're feeling undervalued and underappreciated at work, you know, that's going to trickle into your own personal life then. But like there's no nicer feeling just coming home feeling like you have done a good day's work, and a lot of that can stem from your manager's approach to you.
There's an interesting text here as well, Ian, from Al in Dublin. He says, in the words of Roy Keane, do your job. Why would you expect your boss to thank you? Your wages is your thanks. It's your job. Just do it.
Absolutely. But I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that statement. But on the other hand, we're human beings as well as sort of economic units who are there to fulfill a certain function. And I mean, let's face it, I mean, the thing is, I mean, Keane is probably my favourite player of all time, but he never really looked like somebody who was particularly enjoying his job. You know, I wouldn't necessarily hold that guy up as the role model for workplace satisfaction, let's put it that way, you know.
Listen, Ian O'Doherty, Terry Prone, Patrick Scanlon, thanks a million, folks, for joining us here at Lunchtime Live. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. More snowflake nonsense, says this listener. Just do your job, get paid, go home. No need for anybody to kiss your backside.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.